Are you listening? Damn.
Yeah. Purple rain falling from the skies here in St. Louis. As word, Prince dead at 57. Welcome to the 314 Podcast. I'm your host, Weezer Weir. Sad news to start you off on this brand new episode of the 314 Podcast. Prince, an icon in the music business. Let me bring in my co-host, Ryan Grimes. Ryan, welcome to the podcast. What's up?
How you doing, Weez? Yeah, I agree. It's a sad day for the music industry.
Yeah, Gabe, our co-host, out being Mr. Mom for the week, unavailable to do this, ripping on Prince right before we're getting on here. I think Prince is an icon. Not only his music may not be the best, he's got some great songs, but he's a performer.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've never seen him live. I've seen a lot of his performances on TV, and I mean, the guy definitely can put on a show. His great guitar player, you know, dances, you know, can sing well. It's a bad day. It's a sad loss.
Man, a lot of musicians gone here in the past year.
Right. Well, here, not to mention that the I can't remember her name right now, but the
China, the wrestler. Is that what? Who you're going with?
No, I was just saying the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah, Doris Roberts.
Right. You know, and my father said something to me years ago, like when Michael Jackson died. He goes, they come in threes. Seems like when a celebrity dies, that they come in threes. So.
And then I guess we add China, the WWE star, to the other.
Oh, she died?
Right, she died last night at about in the middle of the night at the age of 46, excuse me.
She or he? I can't keep it straight, you know, what it is.
I think we might be talking about that a little bit later in the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get on here. Blues, as we record, lead 3-1. You probably listen to this and you'll probably know if the Blues move on to the second round, which, as you listen to this podcast, we say hasn't happened. And, well, I think the last time was 1996. I'm just guessing. No, I think we made it in 2003, right?
I can't remember. It's been so – I know the last 4 years in a row we haven't made out of the first round. So, yeah. And then we weren't in the playoffs for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So, anyway, the Blues 3-1 lead over the Blackhawks. But the main story in this series so far, there's been two. You have Vlad Tarasenko. Let's call it three stories. You have Vlad Tarasenko, and the Blackhawks have no answer for him. You have Brian Elliott, who's got his Cujo gear on, has that Cujo mojo, doing the same thing Cujo did to the Blackhawks in 1993, just stopping everything. But the main thing is, the Blues have been playing shorthanded the whole series.
Terrible.
Due to the referees. It's 6-on-5 out there. Sometimes it's 6-on-4 because most of the time we're on the penalty. So, Ryan, how is the NHL getting away with this? Is Kroenke involved here?
I know. I made that comment the other day. It seems like Kroenke's the owner of the Blues, and he's trying to move him to L.A.
Or maybe he's just trying to get back in St. Louis a little more.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But we got to quit bringing that douchebag's name up. No, it's been terrible. You know, game one, Chicago's defenseman was coming out of the penalty box. Didn't even have one skate on the ice and played the puck, no call. A double minor against Robbie Fabry with Crawford attacking him out of the crease.
Yeah, let's talk about that play specifically.
Double minor. And then the game one, too, when Fabry was cross-checked from behind, and the guy, you know, Fabry's 170 pounds. Andrew Ladd's, you know, 220, 230. He's got 40, 50 pounds on the guy. You know, and he just shoves him from behind, you know, with a cross check, and then they call a penalty on Fabry for embellishing. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk about the Crawford play. That's the one that just mind blown. I think it's blown everybody's mind across the country, even Blackhawk fans or Blackhawk writers. Here you got Fabry, who gets tripped into Crawford, and he goes up against the board, and Crawford just comes out and attacks him. And somehow, we end up on the penalty kill. It doesn't make any sense. And it leads to a power play goal for the Blackhawks.
Right. But you know what? Steve Ott got the team going. They came back, won that game. They're down 2-1, won 4-3. I mean, you know.
I like that they put Ott back out there. Ott is the best at what he does in the NHL. He's not a goal scorer. He's not a, you know, he doesn't set up plays. He's a guy that, you know, annoys the other team, and he fires up your team by being a leader.
Antagonizes them. He gets them. He gets under their skin. He gets them to make mistakes.
And he's the best in the league at what he does.
He is. You know, for a guy that has missed 75% of the season or more, to not play even in a couple regular season games before the playoffs come in game two, and not only come out, you know, being physical, hitting guys, starting up in front of the net, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I would like to see somehow get Reeves out there tonight, though, to take care of some of these Blackhawks that have been running their mouth, and or Crawford.
No, we've got guys can do that. I mean, I like Reeves, but, I mean, who are you going to sit then?
I know, that's the problem.
If that fourth line with Upshaw, Brodziak, you know, then when Reeves was in there, and then Ott, those guys are probably, I would say, our best line throughout the playoffs.
You know, they get scoring opportunities, too. So you got to have some scorers out there.
Brodziak and Upshaw have had the pass so they can do that. They're just older now, and Upshaw was a first-round draft pick, never panned out to be a big-time goal scorer, but he's got the ability to. So
yeah, that's almost a third line playing as a fourth line, because basically our third line's also a first or second line. But the Blues have depth finally for the first time in years, and that's why I think you actually see them winning this series so far. They're kind of where Blackhawks have been, where Blackhawks have had depth, and now the Blackhawks are where the Blues have been in the past couple of years. They don't have the depth, and that's why they're struggling to score goals. And not only that, Brian Elliott's been lights out, and he has made Patrick Kane look... Patrick Kane's having nightmares about Brian Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the first time somebody closed their legs on Kane.
Not the first time somebody's been lights out when Kane's been around, blacked out.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Kane was denied with legs open.
Oh, man, that five hole's been shut down for Kane this series.
Oh, I like that. See what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And then, clearly, the other hand, Vladimir Tarasenko.
The boogeyman.
Man, the kid loves to score, man.
Yeah, he does. Fun to watch.
He can... His goals have been sniped. Here's the one thing, like I said this, the Blackhawks have hardly scored a legit goal in this. All their goals have been really fluky.
Well, there's one in particular, yeah, but hey, whatever works, man. Our defense is good. They're blocking shots. Elliott's just on fire. It's amazing. It's good to see this happening for the team, finally.
If you think that the goal didn't get overturned in game two and a few other bad calls that game, or if that was goalie interference or not, we're looking at a four-game sweep if that goal would have stood.
Right. I don't think that was a goal.
I don't think so either. I think, you know, he was going for it. I don't think it was so much interference. I will say the embellishment call that led to a power play goal.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So,
but, you know, let's win the series, boys, and see who we're playing next.
Yeah. It's crazy that in this new format that you're most likely the second round opponent's going to be a lot easier than your first round opponent.
Yeah, I don't like the new format myself, but hey, maybe that changes what the Blues needed to actually advance in the playoffs.
All right, so this is Thursday when we record, so you'll know by the time this post if the Blues won or not. We'll just rehash information. Ryan, anything else on this series you want to cover before we move on?
No, I wouldn't really say a series, but I got into a conversation with a coworker, you know, about, you know, how the Blues can get their butt kicked by Chicago. And I said, no, the Blues got a really solid team compared to Chicago. And my coworker said, well, let me ask you this. Are their best three players better than our best three? And I said, well, they got Kane, who is the best goal, you know, the point scorer in the league this year, you know, against Tarasenko. So I would say they have the advantage there. And then they got Taze, who's better than – I said, yeah, I would say their top three are better than our top three, but we have a lot more depth than
I would say our top 12 is better than their top 12.
Right.
And that's where we – the advantage. And in past years, you might be able to – and that's where the Blues have suffered, because we've only had two players really in the playoffs, and that's why we've never made it out of the first round. That's why I'm feeling good, knocking on wood here, that the Blues will advance to the second round. And you know my tone on the Blues in the playoffs, if you listen to this podcast, you knew I was calling for the early demise of the first round. But I feel good. I'm feeling good, Ryan.
Feeling good. I'm happy.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's move on. Let's keep pounding on Chicago, Cubs, Cardinals this past week. Anything you saw in that series that has you worried about the Cardinals season here?
Wainwright?
Yeah, I'm a little worried that Wainwright is not the same. Everybody's thinking he's going to get back. Look, he's older now. He had a whole year off. Injuries in your legs are different than your arm. And trust me, I've had a knee injury, and the mental aspect is there the whole time, you know? You can't help but think about it.
Yeah.
Especially fluky ones like his, you know, where you're just running out of the batter's box, and it's just a simple move, and you blow out your Achilles.
Right, and I would say defense, especially Wong. I mean, he can't feel the ball hit right at him. He makes a good play to his right, you know. But
yeah.
You know, how many balls this year so far hit right to him that he's bobbled and errored? You know,
and they're like, it's all mental. And here's the thing: when is it time to move on from Wong? When is it not mental that you can't fix it? You know, there's been a lot of great players who've got the yips. I'm going to call this the feeling yips instead of throwing. And I don't know. I think it's almost time just to move on from Wong.
You know, I've been saying it since last season, especially in the offseason. I made the trade, you know, where I'm going to go back to my old, let's package Wong and Adams up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and get something, you know.
Ryan loves to package the Wong.
You know, I think we've got Jerko that can play second.
Why do you want a Jerko and package Wong? All right, come on, Ryan. We're not going to put a package of Jerko and Wong together for you.
I think we package those guys up, move a couple position players around, and get a key arm or offensive player.
Yeah. I just think, the guys got to start hitting basically what it is against good pitchers. And they got to stop striking out. That's what the Cardinals have to do. I also think Carlos Martinez is our best pitcher right now.
I would say maybe Jaime.
Jaime's yet to throw on the road yet. Oh, I guess he did.
He did.
Martinez is good on both. Jaime's great at home. You know, I would pay Jaime just to pitch at home. And
right.
I'm taking this line from my buddy Michael Kurth, who said the Cardinals should have paid John Lackey $100 million just to pitch at Busch Stadium because he's lights out at Busch Stadium.
Right.
So if you get those two guys. But the one thing, Martinez can pitch on the road. And not only that, he's hitting. He's got 3 RBIs.
Yeah, he did have a good game at the bat the other day.
Yeah.
I think Leak has been a disappointment. I didn't think he was that. I mean, he's not that great of a pitcher, but he's supposed to be that guy that's going to be an innings filler, supposed to go deep in the games, you know, 200 plus innings a year. And I mean, I know it's early in the season. You can't really speculate too much, but
here's the problem.
He needs to get together.
Here's the problem with Leak. He's a ground ball pitcher. And what's the problem with our team right now?
Errors.
Defense. And so for a guy like Leak to be effective, you got to have defense. Think of somebody like Jeff Suppan. Jeff Suppan, same kind of guy, ground ball pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He was great for the Cardinals. You know why? Gold Glover at third, Scott Rolen. Fernando Vina, whoever at second, Edgar Renteria, good shortstop. Albert Pujols at first. What happened when Suppan went to Milwaukee, where they didn't have the defense?
Oh, he
was
not good.
He got lit up because the ground balls, you got to have the defense, you got to have the range. And that's why I think a guy like Leak could have a pretty bad season if we don't get this together.
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, here, Carpenter is an average fielding third baseman.
Yes.
Say it best. You know, Diaz is supposed to be the stud, and he's struggled up in the majors. And, you know, the ball is hit harder and quicker and all that stuff, too. I think he'll get together, but he's always been a solid defensive player. Tejada's supposed to be a very good, solid defensive player. It's the right side of the field at second base and first base.
Yeah, and the Cardinals just playing musical chairs at first base right now until somebody finds it. I think what the Cardinals are doing is they sent Garcia down and to prove that, you know, they trust Matt Adams. He's started all three games at first base since they're just putting a heavy dose of Matt Adams there.
No, because if you, I think they did it because if you're planning on moving Adams, he doesn't have much stock being in the minors. If he's up at the big club and he's playing, he's going to increase his stock, especially if he starts performing.
True, but I would like to see Moss. Moss has got the pop. Actually, I'd like to see Holiday. Just one because I have a bet, and I need Holiday to get to 20 games starting first base. So let's roll it out. We'll see what the lineups are tomorrow. Out in San Diego, and let's get Holiday at first base. Come on.
How about Grichuk robbing Rizzo that home run over the wall yesterday?
Yeah, but then Rizzo answered with a home run later saying, yeah, I dare you to catch this one. And I don't think the fans in the blue, in the second deck were able to catch that one.
Yeah. Well, I just got to give my praise to Grichuk. You know, it's my boy.
Yeah.
And that's for Gabe.
I'm not a huge Grichuk fan either.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're not a huge Gabe fan. It's all right.
Oh, well, if we're being honest, yeah.
Gabe-less.
One other thing I want. How about the bullpen? O has been incredible.
Yes.
And Segrist has been awesome. Rosenthal looked dominant last night.
Yes, he did. Broxton.
I think there's one, you know.
He had one game.
I heard one person say the Cardinals should have sat down Maness for instead of Garcia to bring up Tejada. And I would have been all right with that because Maness needs to find his pitch.
Maness did the same thing last year.
He did. He had a slow start.
He had a terrible spring training, had a slow start, and then got together after the first month.
All right. Well, let's hope Maness does that again. And then the bullpen would be lights out. Just dominant.
Right. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take a break, come back, talk a little. I don't know what we're talking. We'll figure it out on the break. This is the 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast. Ryan and Weezer here with you. Gabe's out on assignment. He's calling it babysitting. We call it parenting.
Yeah. That was so funny when me and Gabe golfed this past weekend. A couple of mine. He goes, man, Ryan, he goes, Sunday through Thursday, I have two kids to myself. He goes, what am I going to do, man? I don't know. And my only response to him was, dude, you chose to have them. You're a parent. I mean, you have kids. That's what you're supposed to do. You're talking about a baby and an infant. They're still your kids.
I feel like Gabe. We shouldn't talk about that. But he's kind of maybe in the same boat where, like, when I have kids, like, we could probably skip like the whole diaper age and just get to the point where they're like talking.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, able to get themselves something to eat. You know, like. Butt and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I don't do well with vomit, basically body fluids.
I've literally probably my niece and nephew. I've literally almost dropped them because they spit up on me when I was holding them, because I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're gonna talk. We're taking a little serious tone here for once on the 314 Podcast. A couple of issues coming up here in the past couple of days over. The LGBT, Let's Go Blues and Tarasenko. No, the LG, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual. You have Andrew Shaw going crazy on the referees, dropping a gay slur. And then you also have Curt Schilling fired at ESPN over his post about transgenders. He posted a photo of a fat man, almost the same size as Curt Schilling, just so you know.
Just a lot shorter,
wearing fake boobs and a wig, trying to get into the women's restroom with the words, let him in to this restroom with your daughter or else you're narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving, racist, bigot who needs to die. And he also added, a man is not a man. A man is a man no matter what they call themselves. I don't care what they are, who they sleep with. Men's room was designed for the penis. Women's not so much. Now you need laws telling us differently. Pathetic. So Curt Schilling, not the first time he's been in trouble for posting stuff. Ryan, this kind of rubbed you the wrong way, that you thought he should not have been fired for this post.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, here, just let me first off say that somebody's sexual preference, who you want to be, it doesn't. I don't care. Be who you want to be. If you want to be gay, if you want to be, you know, a lesbian, that I don't. That's your choice. People have a choice to do that, right? Okay. But that being said, I actually had a similar conversation with some people prior to the Curt Schilling thing coming up about a show on HBO that they went to. Instead of having a men and women's bathroom, they went to a transgender bathroom. And a lot of the people involved in the show, cast members and staff, are afraid to come out publicly and complain about it because they're for fear they're losing their jobs. And I pretty much what Curt Schilling said in his post was almost verbatim to what I was talking about earlier. If you got a penis, use the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you have a vagina, use the women's bathroom. Now, we've all been to bars and had girls, you know, climb in the men's bathroom, which is disgusting anyway. You know, who wants to go use a men's bathroom at a bar? It's gross.
Exactly.
But, you know, I like the picture. You know, if I don't have any kids, but, you know, if Gabe was on this, you know, this show right now, he'd probably agree. He's got two little girls. If he's got a little girl that's old enough to go to the bathroom by herself, let's say she's 7 or 8 years old, and this man supposed to be have the right to go to the bathroom, wouldn't you as a parent be worried, be scared? You know, what if a woman comes in and sees a guy using the restroom? I mean, they're going to, it's not right. Or vice versa. You know, it's not right.
Yeah. It's, you
know, thanks, Bruce Jenner.
It's basically, I'll come back to Bruce Jenner here in a minute. It's basically, I look at it as use the tool basically that you're given. Use the tool for the job, right? You're not gonna bring a screwdriver to, you know, hammer in a nail. You're gonna use a hammer to hammer a nail. So that's what you're gonna use. I think of it as, look, if they want to make a bathroom for that has men and women, you know, there's a lot of family restrooms that have that. That's fine, as long as there's still the option of a men's room and a ladies' room.
Okay.
Because basically, I don't care if you're a transgender and you feel like you're a woman, you know, that's fine. You know, that's just the way you're born, you know? And basically, I think it's just to prevent some sicko from, you know, what if some guy could just be like, yeah, I'm going to pretend to be a woman just so I can go into the women's restroom and look at women, or, you know, take advantage of a woman. You know, that's like, you have to protect people. Like, look at how many people have faked, you know, just being a woman to get on the PGA. That's happened, you know, the LPGA.
Right.
So why wouldn't some sicko fake just to take advantage of women? You know, they could go in there and place a camera and then take photos of women in the bathroom.
Right. I mean, I agree. It's a safety. It could be a safety issue. And here, or make a restroom, one toilet, one stall. You know what I mean? With a lock on the door.
Yeah. Like most bars actually do.
Right. You know, okay, great. Use that one. You're not walking in, you know, with putting fear in anybody or worries or doubts that something could happen.
But to go back to Curt Schilling, this is not the first time he's posted something controversial, and ESPN is basically put out saying, told their employees, stay away from posting anything political, controversial, and he's done it. He got suspended last year from Sunday Night Baseball, where they replaced him with that Jessica Mendez, who you're a big fan of.
Okay.
It's not the first time he's done this. So ESPN had warned him not to post this stuff, and he did it anyways. So they have policy in place. He should be fired.
Right. I mean, just to touch on the subject one more time, I mean, seriously, that's where this world and this country is going to. Everything's offensive. Everybody's so sensitive. We've become a country of pussies. you can't say anything without offending anybody. And if people are offended by what I'm saying right now, you know what? Grow a pair. Be an adult.
To keep on this same subject, Andrew Shaw suspended for tonight's game for his double fingers to the referee and also a racial slur. Do you think he should be suspended?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all right. So you shouldn't be, Schilling shouldn't be fired for this post, but it's all right to suspend Shaw for his.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Schilling, you know, his own personal preference. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't come out. He basically said, I don't care if you want to be who you sleep with, who this and that.
Yeah.
You know, that's your personal preference. That's not right that transgender, a man that dresses or acts like a woman should be able to go into a woman's bathroom or, you know, vice versa. But he didn't come out and call somebody the F word. He didn't come, you know, anything like that. He wasn't saying slurs or, you know, being racially, you know, a bigot or whatever you want to call it. So,
right.
No,
I agree.
Shaw
needs to be suspended. There's no need for that term anymore. You know, we live in a different world now. You know, you're always on camera, no matter where you are. Even when you're walking down the street these days, there's most likely a camera pointed on you. You just, you know, it's uncalled for. He acted like a little bitch. He is a little bitch. He has a little bitch haircut. I'm glad Shaw should be, you know, he's just suspended, I think, for the rest of the series, which is actually the one game, because the Blues will take it down tonight.
Right. You know, it's here. Yeah, I would like this team suspended more, but, I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
The NHL clearly has discipline issues. You got a guy, Duncan Keith, who took a slash to a man's head.
Purposely. 6 games.
Got 6 games. If he was outside, if you did that down the street, you have 6 months to 3 to 4 years. That's what, but since he plays hockey, it's all right. No, he misses 5 regular season games and 1 playoff game, so you're going to arrest him for the playoffs.
How about our Dennis Weidman of the Flames, ex-Blue, getting 20 games for shoving a ref?
Yeah, I get that one because the refs are supposed to be in charge. You know, you got to maintain refs or, you know, you can't touch the ref. But at the same line, you can't hit a dude in the face with a stick. There should be the same precedent. Like,
right.
You're basically saying, yeah, you can't hit the refs, but, you know, you could baseball swing at somebody and, yeah, we'll give you a couple games.
Every sport, every major sport has its flaws when it comes to penalties, suspensions, all that stuff. You know, it's all about... Heck, two years ago, it was okay for an NFL player to beat a woman.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
now they got commercials for that.
Well, the NFL hates women. If you listen, you know that.
Or Goodell, you know, he doesn't.
Goodell hates women.
Yeah.
Surprised he's even married to one, to be
honest. How do you think Goodell feels about transgender people?
I don't know. He probably, as long as you don't beat him, you're good. Well, you know, for now, you know, he doesn't like people getting beat now.
Right. Not anymore.
But if that transgender person is really rich and owns a football team and wants to move it to LA for financial gains, he loves them.
Oh, absolutely.
And that person can beat the hell out of anybody they want.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, before we wrap it up, now this is my whole point on this question here, and I don't mean to be offensive by asking this. Now, you brought up Bruce Jenner going by Caitlyn, who was a world-class athlete. You're playing golf with Caitlyn Jenner, right? And she goes up to the ladies' tees. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you let her play from the ladies' tees.
I say, Bruce, you still got a cock, right? Go back 3 tee boxes.
I'm just saying, I don't care if you feel like you're a woman. That's great. But you still are built like a man. You still have man parts. You're teeing off or I'm teeing off, Bruce, Caitlin. You're not playing from the ladies' tees.
I'd be like, Bruce, dude, you're a world-class athlete. I'm teeing off from the ladies' tees. You tee off from the pro tees.
Yeah.
Try to even the score up a little bit.
I'll tee off from the whites. You tee off from the tips.
Right. Right.
Caitlyn Jenner loves the tips. All right. And on that note, hashtag LGBT. Let's go Blues Tarasenko. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Quick hitters coming up next on the 314 podcast. Welcome back to the 314 podcast. Weezer and Ryan, Gabe, how are those diapers changing coming?
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to do it.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, he's got a little experience here. The problem is, can he do it one-handed because he's got a bottle in the other hand?
Right.
And not a baby bottle.
I get what you say.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. Quick hitters. And Ryan, why don't you get us started?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm trying to do a playoff beard here.
Yeah.
See?
I got a beard. I've had a beard for a while now. Right. I'm an expert on what they call ginger beards.
I mean, I don't shave daily, you know, 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, you like to go with that, you know, scruff 5 o'clock shadow look.
Right. So what playoff beards, do you have to keep the beard throughout the whole playoffs, or can you, like, trim it or shave it after each series?
You got to keep it going. Now, you can trim it up a little. By that, I mean, you're going to get some ones that are going to be, like, longer than others. You can trim that up. Also, you want to trim up around the mustache, because that's going to grow. That's going to start growing down over your lip.
I know. It already is, and it has been bothering me. That's why I was asking.
So you can trim that up. But you got to keep it. You got to keep it. You got to keep it going.
I got to see if I can do it, though, man. I'm going to try to hold off as long as I can.
Now, look, you're going to hit this point, right? I feel like we're on Man Up the Podcast, which is making its return here in the next couple of weeks, talking about beards. Now, you're going to hit this point, Ryan, where it's going to itch for like 2 days. You just got to fight through that itch.
It's already itchy.
All right, so once you get past that, it's glorious. There's no itch. It becomes nice and soft. And not only that, the ladies love touching it, Ryan. This playoff beard, you hope the Blues go far.
I like it. I got some gray coming in.
You got a little rainbow of colors in your beard. You got a little red. You got a little brown, little black, little gray, little white. And you're like a walking rainbow, Ryan.
Oh, hey. Hey, does that mean I can use the women's bathroom?
Easy, Ryan. No, you definitely cannot. Ladies, if you see Ryan in your bathroom, run.
One more question. Do you put conditioner in it?
Yeah, I do. I just normally, I shampoo the whole head, and then beard, and then condition I just do the whole thing.
Right. Okay. All right.
And then if you want to keep it, Ryan, afterwards, because you find it and you want to trim it down to like a nice, respectable, not so bushy, I really find that you condition it and then you trim it, it makes the hair stand up and it makes it easier to trim.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, let's see how long I can hold off.
Yeah. Fight through it. Ryan, the Blues are doing something they've never done. Well, I mean, they've done it. They haven't done it in a long time. You probably haven't been able to grow facial hair since the last time they made it to the second round. So if they can do it, Ryan, you can do it.
All right.
I got a quick hitter here, Ryan.
Okay.
It's more of an observation. It could, you know, your favorite place, Ballpark Village, where Ryan premieres during the offseason, Rockstar Karaoke, live at Ballpark Village. Rockstar Ryan, they call him. The bathroom, speaking of bathrooms. They got this shelf for your drink right over the urinals, and it's at the worst possible level. I hit my head on that thing every time I go into piss.
Okay.
Can we start some kind of like thing to lower the shelves at Ballpark Village?
Well, you mean you have to worry about maybe splashback getting up that high? You know?
True. I mean,
I think the shelves at eye level for somebody my height is fine.
Oh, man, I hit my head on it every time. Maybe that's just my problem.
maybe it's because you're, like, you know, drunk and a little wobbly.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the first time I use it. It's about the second or third time. It's like, damn, who put that shelf there? All right, you got another quick hitter?
Yeah, you know, assuming that the Blues are going to knock out the Blackhawks, Second round. No doubt Dallas is going to win their series.
Yeah.
That's a toss-up right now between Nashville and Anaheim. Who would you rather play?
Ooh. I'd rather play Nashville.
Why?
California teams have always been a problem for us in the playoffs.
Okay.
Second of all, I would love to go head-to-head against Barrett Jackman.
See, I like Barrett Jackman.
I do, too. And I would just like to, you know, I just think that'd be a great matchup. Nashville, it's a better rival for us. It's, you know.
It is.
6 hours away. A lot of people, they have those trips down to Nashville to go to Blues games. Nashville's a fun town. And heck, man, yeah, let's get Nashville, and we'll go road trip down to Nashville, hang out on Beale Street.
You know, I'm going to...
Broadway. Beale Street's Memphis. My bad. Broadway.
You might think I'm crazy. I'm thinking Dallas.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll tell you why.
You don't want the beard much longer.
No, that's not it. I'll tell you why. Their goaltending isn't that great. They don't have that good a defense. Their offense is scary, but they're also banged up. Tyler Seguin's been missing games. He's been out in the season, even right now in the playoffs. I think that it's a good matchup for the Blues because we got a great defense and not that great of an offense that our defense can shut down their offense, and their poor defense and goaltending is going to increase our offense. So
I won't lie. I feel good about whoever we play next. I think the hardest competition we have was the Blackhawks here.
Right. And I'm with you on that.
So I really think the winner of this series is going to be playing for the Stanley Cup.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. I got one here, Ryan. All right. So if you were, I was thinking about this now. If you were going to buy a new jersey for both the Blues and the Cardinals right now, whose jersey would you buy?
Well, I'll tell you an important thing because I didn't think of this when I did last time I bought a Cardinals jersey. Make sure somebody's under contract.
Yeah.
I got
a nice Pujols jersey that's just hanging in my closet.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah.
I bought a Ryan Ludwig jersey, and then he was traded later that season.
I feel like Pujols is one of those jerseys that you can wear when he retires again.
Ah, screw that guy.
Wow.
Why
does everybody still hate Albert? He moved on. It's been best for both of us. He got his money. We kept winning. Just let the hate for Albert go. He's going to come back one day as a Cardinal. He'll have his number retired. It's Albert. Come on, man. I wish, man, just let him be, man.
I would like to be different than everybody else. Not the most popular jersey, like a Molina, you know, a Holiday, you know, something like that. I would probably say it's a toss-up between – I'd have to go with my man Grichuk, man.
Grichuk, huh?
I like Grichuk. It's between him and Piscotty, but I'll give Grichuk whatever.
I think I might go Carlos Martinez. He's going to be a great pitcher for years to come. Not only that, he's great. He's great in the dugout. Either stacking cups or the end of the line, splashing water after the receiving line on home runs. Carlos Martinez, man, if you want to be different.
He's entertaining to watch when he's not playing.
Did you see when Piscotty hit a home run? This was in Pittsburgh, and it was cold, and he didn't want the water. So Martinez chased him down and poured it down his back. And and then he just eyeing Piscotty like, I can't believe you wouldn't let me do it, man. Like, and he was like fake yelling at him. Kind of like what Adrian Beltre did to Elvis Andrew. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Did Elvis Andrews touch his helmet?
No, but Elvis Andrew hit a ball that he thought was going to be a home run, hit off the top of the wall, and he was just trotting. And he got a double. And Beltre from the dugout is yelling, you got to run, you got to run. And then when he gets to the dugout, he's just mean mugging him. Like, everybody's congratulating because he finally scored. And he's just staring him down. And then he tried to say something and just cussed him out. You know, it was jokingly because those two are like brothers. But Adrian Beltre is one of my favorite players in baseball. What about Blues? Whose jersey are you getting?
Ooh. That's tough. I can't say I have a favorite Blue.
This one's easy, Ryan. Tarasenko. Even though everybody has him.
Everybody has it. That's why that's not the one I'm I'm going to choose. I got to go something different, man.
All right, then I'll go Elliott. I'll take Elliott jersey.
I'll take Parayko.
Ooh, Parayko. That's a good one. That is a great one. That's a good call.
I like saying his name.
Got a throwback Blues jersey you want?
A throwback Blues jersey. Well, definitely not one of those hideous ones from the 90s.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that 90s, the red, the yellow, the blue. Stripes, that's the best, man. You guys are hating on the best jersey.
Ugliest jersey. Oh, my God. Garth Butcher.
Oh, Garth Butcher. That's a great one. Yeah, man. I might go like Craig Janney or Nelson Emerson. Somebody like different. That. Like
yeah.
That.
Murray Barron.
I would love an Al McInnes one.
But you know what? You know what? You know what I would do? My all-time favorite blue.
Yeah.
He was only here a couple of years. I even, for baseball and hockey, wore his number. Ian LaPerriere.
Number 22.
That's my throwback.
My favorite number 22 for the Blues was Craig Conroy, the captain. Craig Conroy.
Yeah.
All right.
You
got a throwback Cardinal?
I own one. I got a McGee one.
Yeah.
Little Willie. But I would have to go Stan the Man.
Yeah. I want Jose Oquendo.
I like that secret weapon.
Not the powder blue, but the light gray with the red and blue stripes around the collar.
Uh-huh.
That's the one I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Moving right along. I got another one here, Ryan.
Okay.
Kind of goes into the last segment. I was reading online a story about women in high heels.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's newsworthy or not, but I've noticed... But the trend is women wearing high heels now are suffering more leg injuries. Why do you think that is, Ryan?
That's an actual news story?
Yeah.
And you read it?
I did.
I mean, I'm no expert when it comes to high heels, but I don't know. Women be tripping? Bitches be tripping, you know what I'm saying?
He messed it up. He had that set up and he messed it up. He wanted to use this joke so bad and he messed it up, ladies and gentlemen. The joke was supposed to be bitches be tripping.
We can redo that. Fuck.
No, we're leaving it in. It's better when you messed it up. Ryan, he's like, we gotta do this joke. I saw this joke.
I know.
And he messed it up. Let's try it one more time, just for the people that didn't hear it at home the first time. Ryan, ladies are hurting themselves more in high heels. Why do you think that is?
Because bitches be tripping.
There it is. You got it right. Second time's a charm. Took a mulligan. Got it right.
I was trying to be politically correct.
Yeah, I know. I've all of a sudden now Ryan wants to be politically correct. I really thought that's what you were doing, was trying to be politically correct when you said it.
Well, everything's so offensive nowadays, you know. Yeah. Damn.
Ryan, I just got word the management wants to see you in their office following the show.
Oh, great. Is it because I said women?
No, it's something you said about Gabe, and you broke the no taunting Gabe rule.
No taunting Gabe rule?
Yeah, when Gabe's away, he has in his contract, you can't make fun of him.
I wasn't making fun of Gabe.
No, we were making fun of his parenting style. That's not him personally. So,
I know Gabe's a great father. It's just fun to mess with him.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, he's getting a little touchy about. He's a little upset he can't do this podcast.
Okay. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, he doesn't even know we're doing it. You got any more quick hitters over there, Ryan?
No, I think I'm Yeah, I'm good.
You got a favorite Prince song of all time?
Yeah. Pussy Control.
Yes. Whoa, 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 Ryan. Can't go saying that on here. yeah, that is a great song. Man, Prince, Gabe said he's a little overrated. Gabe's supposed to be our music expert.
Right.
A little hard to believe. I think, he's good. He's a performer. I think it's just sad. 57, man.
Right. And he was even just did a show and then had to cancel some shows. And then what had to fly immediately home after the show that he ended up playing because he wasn't feeling well.
And not only that, he's a big sports fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a big Vikings fan. That's why he wears purple, because the Vikings are purple. And that's why he wears purple. He's proud of where he's from, Minneapolis.
Yeah, you know what? Last time I went to a Vikings game up there, I could have sworn I saw him driving in his little red Corvette.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Good one, Ryan. All right, so I guess let's do our last call, Toast of the Week.
You think Prince and David Bowie right now were just jamming?
Man, can you imagine that jam session?
Right.
That's probably pretty cool right now. Yeah.
Ow.
All right, so our drink of the week this week is Four Hands Citywide. Ryan, have you heard of this new beer by Four Hands Citywide?
No, because I only have two hands, and I can't imagine having four hands with four drinks.
Gabe can. Right. Gabe can definitely imagine that.
Well, Gabe has dreamt that plenty of times.
Yeah, but Four Hands got the new Citywide, brewed in St. Louis for St. Louis. It's a St. Louis beer. Every can sold, there's a donation going to local charities. So get out and buy your Four Hands. On the side of the can, it tells you what it pairs well with. It pairs well with toasted ravioli and pork steaks. Doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, yeah, St. Louis treasures right there.
Yeah, so go get your Four Hands Citywide. It's a cool can. It's a good beer. Four Hands. All right, and of course this week, we'll raise our toast. Let's raise it up to all three. Doris Roberts, the mother, not only from Everybody Loves Raymond, but
she's Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy. She was in great. She was awesome in Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
She's been in a lot of great stuff. You got the formula wrestler Chyna, who was a wrestler. She was also in The Surreal Life, and I think tried to hook up with Flavor Flav or something like that. I don't know.
I think you're thinking of Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. She tried to hook up with somebody else. Like, one of the Brady Bunch kids, I think. I don't know.
She was in a terrible movie with Joe Mantegna called Cougar Club. It was hilarious. It's so bad, it was funny.
Only Ryan would know the movie Cougar Club.
Hey, I was intrigued. This go back years ago, but I was flipping through the channels. I saw this movie Cougar Club. It was the corniest, dumbest, low-budget movie ever. It was so stupid, it was funny.
And, of course, the Prince. So let's raise our St. Louis Citywide Four Hands beer to Prince. I hope you're driving with your little red Corvette through the purple rain with the most beautiful girl in the world and breakfast can wait because you got the look of a lady cab driver. All right.
Game blouses.
Not to mention, where's Charlie Murphy? Can we get some? We'll end this with a little Charlie Murphy describing Prince. We'll get that audio clip.
So that'd be great. Yeah,
we'll end it with that. Ryan, final thoughts on this episode?
No, good. Just you know, happy the Blues are doing great. You know, Cardinals are not. You know, looks like they're kind of putting together, just not against the Cubs. Gabeless. Hashtag, of course.
Damn, that's how I was going to end this episode. You stole it for me.
Oh, did I?
Oh, nicely done, though.
Did I do a Gabe and steal someone else's idea?
Hashtag Gabeless. If you like Gabeless, make sure you let us know on Facebook, Twitter. That's at 314 Podcast at both.
Sounds good. What about your final thoughts there, buddy?
Man, let's go Blues, LGB, and let's just get this done and let's move on. I want to feel the second round of the playoffs.
Roar bacon.
Roar bacon, indeed. Hashtag roar bacon. Hashtag Gabeless.
Hashtag Cujo Mojo. Mojo.
Yes, Cujo Mojo. All right, that's Ryan Grimes. I'm Weezer Weir. Here's Charlie Murphy. This has been the 314 Podcast.
Ow.
Hashtag Gabeless.
Prince was incredible. Prince, you got a towel, man? It's kind of hot out here, man.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Good.
In your face, Charlie Murphy.
Good.
Good hustle.
Yo, man, I'm not on your team.
I mean, it wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory.
Game. Blouses.
I was there. I seen it. You don't believe me? You think I'm making it up? You think I'm trying to, enhance the story because I'm involved? And try to give myself an excuse for losing because I'm telling your story about Prince? I dare you to challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him. All right? And make sure your people is there to see the game. Because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened?
After it was all over, he took us in the house and served us pancakes. Thank you. Well, I got to admit, it was a good game.
I wish I could say the same for you and your crew of flunkies. Do you guys want some grapes?
I mean, you know, there's some great storytellers in the world that we live in today, man.
Bitches.
Who the fuck can make up that shit?